local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Certainly appreciate it. We have a full rundown of everything going on in your world today. A lot of stuff happening, especially here locally, so we'll make sure to hit on that pretty hard here in the first half hour. Also, plenty going on nationally as well. Pretty good stuff in the entertainment and pop culture realms, too. We start, though, with our top three stories, as we always do. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Today, the UN General Assembly hearing speeches from President Biden and Ukraine's President Zelensky as well, taking aim at Russia and the right they have or don't have, according to Zelensky, to have nuclear weapons.
The mass destruction is gaining its momentum. The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and those things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well.
He says Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 90s, also that Russia is weaponizing the world's food supply chain and nuclear power plants in order to get what it wants.
Also, federal prosecutors are announcing new charges after a one-year-old baby died at a New York City daycare after he was exposed to fentanyl.
And in particular, they found a brick of fentanyl, about 1 kilogram in weight, right on top of children's playmats in the daycare's closet.
The U.S. attorney says that the daycare owner and her tenant are now charged with narcotics possession with intent to distribute and resulting in death. Four other children were suffered from fentanyl poisoning effects.
And here locally, an update on the legal battle over Escambia School's removal of books from school libraries. So yesterday, attorneys for the plaintiffs filed a 51-page document disputing the school board's arguments that the case should be dismissed. The school board did that last month. Five authors, the publishing company Penguin Random House, and seven parents originally filed the suit. They say that the district's removals have disproportionately targeted books by or about people of color and LGBTQ people, thereby violating the First Amendment and equal protection rights. Those are our top three stories today. Couple of quick local headlines here before we get traffic and weather together. So over in Santa Rosa County, a slew of public outcry that spanned several weeks, if not months now, is coming to a conclusion. Santa Rosa County leaders yesterday opted to do away with the controversial provision in the new land development code. It's the alternative subdivision provision. It was put back in place in 2021, allowing developers to build several homes in small rural areas.
I'm going to be a nay vote on it. And so with that, I'm going to respect the four of y'all, and I'm not going to make any more comments or conversation on alternative subdivision because I'm going to vote against that provision.
And Commissioner Sam Parker there, who was originally supportive of the provision, however, he says the developments he's seen does not reflect his vision for that provision. Also, the city of Pensacola continuing to work with Baptist Hospital officials over the future of the legacy campus at East Street. Mayor D.C. Reeves in his weekly news conference today says in order for the city to be eligible to receive state funds that could aid in demolishing the campus, the property would need to be city-owned. So the city and Baptist is working on a property donation agreement.
Baptist is not running away from the idea that they have an obligation to what happens with this demo, that they can't go to a new hospital and just pretend that nothing has happened. And we have an obligation too. The city doesn't have to do this, but I feel like we do have an obligation to do this in terms of the future of our city.
And Reeves says there have been meetings with Senator Doug Broxson, who of course chairs the Appropriations Committee, Representatives Andrade and Salzman too, about the possibility of receiving money out of next year's state budget. Ultimately, they hope to transform the old property into affordable housing developments. Traffic and weather together now with Gracie.
Roadways are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. 29 also moving smoothly in both the north and southbound direction. Throughout Pensacola, you'll see your typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway, 9th Avenue running smoothly and also looking good on 9 Mile Road. But if you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to have really great weather all throughout the rest of this week. Coming up tomorrow, we will see a small chance of rain in the afternoon. That's just 20% though after 1 p.m. It's going to be a high of 87. It's 85 in our area with partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 69. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care, and they also are celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Also here this morning, an Escambia County church completely destroyed in a fire. It started around 2:30, and the fire was extinguished by 3:50. This was at the Obedience and Faith Ministry on East Olive Road. Firefighters say nobody was injured, but the church deemed a total loss due to the damage. The Bureau of Fire and Arson is still investigating. Blue Wahoo start the playoffs tonight. They're in Montgomery taking on the Biscuits in Game 1. That'll be at 6:30. And then Games 2 and 3, if necessary on the third one, would be here in Pensacola on Thursday and Friday. Also, the Pensacola Ice Flyers teaming up with the Blue Angels today, announcing a 3-year licensing agreement. So as part of this agreement, the Ice Flyers will be hosting an annual Blue Angels night, and the first one will be on Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th. On that night, the team will be outfitted in special Blue Angel-themed uniforms that look just like the blue flight suits. And yes, if you're curious, the Ice Flyers will have replica jerseys and other apparel on sale on the day of the game. So you can check out the images of the jerseys on our News Radio Facebook page. They are super cool. Single game tickets for this game and all others go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. So very cool story there. 5:18, we'll take a quick break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're gonna throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barberi, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barberi Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Going to share something to our Facebook page here. So I think we talked about this yesterday. It happened last Thursday. There was that band director in Alabama that was tased because it was after the football game on Thursday night. His school had won, and both bands were just playing. And, you know, people wanted to go home. They wanted to close up the stadium and get out of there, and they just kept playing. And so the police department that was involved in this just released the body camera footage. I'm about halfway through this. The whole video is about 5 minutes long. Really kind of just bizarre because, I mean, right away the guy is like, he's like, get out of my face, get out. When the officer is like saying, hey, you know, trying to get him to stop.
Yeah.
So I'm about halfway through, but I'll share it to our News Radio Facebook page because it was, you know, he got tased and, you know, it's, I mean, no reason for that because it's like, look, the band's great. Sounds wonderful, but yeah. We want to go home.
Yeah. So
and
weird.
For whatever, he's just like, no, I don't want to stop. 525 here right before we get to our state headlines. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some slow-moving traffic in West Pensacola. That's going to be on Highway 98. If you're moving in the westbound direction near Bower Road, we do have some slowdowns getting closer to that intersection as you are getting into Alabama. So just keep that in mind. You have some slowdowns right there on 98. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you do see something else slowing you down the roads or you have some details, give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And coming up for weather, we're going to have a really awesome week here. Small chance of rain for tomorrow. That's just 20% though after 1 p.m. and a high of 87 and mostly sunny throughout the rest of the day. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 69. Perfect night for bands on the beach. It's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Senator Rick Scott filing a bill that would make it easier for Floridians to pay their flood insurance. It's called the Flood Insurance Affordability Act. Scott says the bill would require FEMA to offer Florida residents the option to pay flood insurance premiums monthly rather than in a large lump sum once a year. Congresswoman Anna Luna has filed a companion bill in the House.
Also, teenagers across Florida could be able to work more if a new bill is passed. So Representative Linda Cheney from St. Petersburg filed the HB 49 yesterday. It allows 16 and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 a.m. and after 11 p.m. They'll also be allowed to work more than 8 hours before a school day and work over 30 hours a week when school is in session.
Also, state employees will get more time off to spend with their newborn children. Governor DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet approved an expanded maternity and family leave policy. The plan will allow eligible state employees to receive paid maternity leave for up to 7 weeks and parental leave for 2 weeks. They can be combined to provide 9 weeks of paid leave for mothers.
Also, a pretty scary story for an Amazon driver in Florida. An Amazon delivery driver is in serious condition after being bitten by a highly venomous snake in Martin County. The sheriff's office says that the woman was delivering a package when an eastern diamondback rattlesnake jumped up and bit her on the back of the leg.
Yeah, also, Florida prisons are using AI to listen in on inmates' phone conversations. The State Department of Corrections started using the surveillance program last month after paying $2.5 million. The system is able to transcribe up to 50 million minutes worth of phone calls coming in and out of the prison. Officials say the technology can help prevent violent crimes, drug smuggling, and suicides within the prison system. Taking a quick look at what's happening around the country today. The House says they'll hold the first hearing on the impeachment inquiry of President Biden on September 28th. That according to the House Oversight Committee. Also, the Marine Corps suspending flights for 2 days after the disappearance of the F-35 in South Carolina over the weekend after a pilot ejected. A military spokesperson says for some unknown reason, the plane's transponder wasn't working. Some displaced Lahaina residents are being forced to move again. This as hotels that have temporarily housed survivors are now reshuffling and regrouping their available rooms as the tourism is in Maui is planning to reopen on October 8th. Also, a Patriots fan died after getting punched in the face by a Dolphins fan during the Sunday night football game. A witness says that Dale Mooney was knocked out cold. EMTs rushed in and took him to the hospital. A Norfolk County DA is now investigating possible charges there. The Texas border town of Eagle Pass issuing an emergency declaration today as there's a huge surge of illegal immigrants. Over last weekend, the total number of arrests along the southwest border topped 35,000. And President Biden says the U.S. is continuing to try to ease tensions with China.
When it comes to China, I want to be clear and consistent. We seek to responsibly manage the competition between our countries.
And Biden, speaking to the UN General Assembly today, says the U.S. will push back on aggression and intimidation, but will stand ready to work with China on issues where progress hinges on common effort. So the UN General Assembly today, both President Biden and President Zelensky from Ukraine holding court in New York today. That's a look at what's happening around the country. 5:30 now. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. A look at what's happening around the world of sports and health, business, and science coming up.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for the disarmament of Russia. He spoke before world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
Russia deserves it now. Terrorists have no right to hold nuclear weapons. No right.
145 world leaders expected to speak at this meeting, but some notable absences, including the leaders of China, Great Britain, and Russia. In Washington, the Senate will no longer be enforcing a dress code on the floor. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, what do you say?
Yeah, look, I think I'm pretty safe in saying most, if not all, Republican senators think we ought to dress up to go to work. And so I can't imagine that we're going to be wearing jeans on the Senate floor anytime soon.
Democratic Senator from Pennsylvania John Fetterman has been wearing shorts into the Senate. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Another troubling piece of data regarding the U.S. housing picture. Construction starts on new homes skidded 11.3% in August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of just 1.28 million, the lowest level since the early days of the pandemic, June 2020. It was also a much steeper drop than analysts had expected. Now, on a positive note, residential building permits, which can hint at future home construction, jumped nearly 7%. Stocks recouped a big chunk of an early slide, but still finished the Tuesday session in the red, a loss of more than 100 points for the Dow Industrials. The S&P 500 eased 9. If you're a fan of Hallmark Christmas movies, listen up. Hallmark today announced it has a 40-movie holiday slate lined up for this year, with the annual event to begin on October 20th. 31 of the movies will be part of Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas, with the remaining 9 to air on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel. Most of the premieres will air Thursdays through Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. 2 weeks is too soon for a definitive trend in the NFL, but the defense has gotten a jump on the offense so far. Maybe it's a fluke, but teams aren't playing their starters much in the preseason, and practice time is limited. Maybe this is a year it catches up with NFL offenses. The old cliche that defense wins championships hasn't really been true in a while. The 2023 season might be the year that it comes back. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager must be 21 plus and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10
$5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie coming up. It's a really awesome event. It's the 10th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's going to be on Friday, October 6th. It's outside Gulf Breeze Community Center, and it's from 6 to 9. And you can taste your way through over 60 local favorite food and drink spots while they compete for the coveted Golden Spatula Award. So lots of great food. It's a great time, and you can get your tickets at our website, which is newsradio923.com. So going to really quickly get a quick look at the traffic and weather, and then Joe's going to get us the rundown on the, in the world of sports. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Those slowdowns throughout 98 in West Pensacola near Bower Road have cleared up, so nothing to worry about there. And we do have some typical afternoon traffic on 29 if you're going northbound in between 9 Mile Road and 10 Mile Road. Expect some slowdowns, but other than that, we're looking good. But if you do see something, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for this week for weather, small chance of rain for tomorrow. That's mainly in the afternoon after 1 p.m. 20% chance of rain, so nothing too bad with the high of 87 for tomorrow. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low of 69. It's 85 in our area. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. You need to contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, Jerome Ford, now the Cleveland Browns' featured running back, after Nick Chubb suffered a season-ending injury during the game against the Steelers last night. Kareem Hunt also visiting with the team today. He spent 4 years with the Browns. Coach Prime says death threats made against the Colorado State player who injured his star player, not okay. Threats have been made against Henry Blackburn and his family after his home address was leaked online. Blackburn was penalized for an illegal hit that sent Travis Hunter to the hospital. Hunter now out for at least 3 weeks, including arguably the two biggest games on Colorado's schedule, Oregon and USC, back-to-back. Major League Baseball just getting underway here. First pitches at 5:40 for the Rays and the Angels and the Marlins and the Mets. 6:20 first pitch time for the Braves and Phillies. You can catch that one on TBS tonight. 5:40 now, taking a look at what's going on in our health, business, and science notes. There's a new study by researchers at the University of Cambridge showing that you can cut your risk of depression by more than half simply by adopting a healthy lifestyle. They studied more than 300,000 people and identified 7 habits that made a real difference. They include good night's sleep, regular exercise, good nutrition, avoiding tobacco and limiting alcohol consumption, limiting sedentary time, and cultivating social connections through hobbies. The study found that people who maintained at least 5 of them reduced their risk of depression by 57%.
Also in health, business, and science notes, Amazon says that they're hiring 250,000 seasonal workers to help with the holiday rush. They're also bumping up the average hourly pay for warehouse and delivery workers. The holiday hirings follows yesterday's announcement for a second Amazon Prime Day.
New strike deadline announced by the United Auto Workers. Union President Sean Fain says, if there's no substantial progress in contract talks made by noon Friday, September 22nd, they will call on more local unions to expand their stand-up strike. Currently, UAW is striking three auto plants, one from each of the big three automakers.
Also, really interesting story coming out of New York City. New York City hotel rooms are in high demand after a crackdown on Airbnb rentals in the city. So 77% of Airbnb short-term rentals have vanished in the city since September 5th when new rules went into effect. The new rules limit rentals to two guests and require hosts to be present for stays less than 30 days, and hosts must register in non-compliance, so that can result in $5,000 in fines.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't see what the reasoning would be why, unless it's 30 days or more, that the host have be present. I mean, that's, if I own property that I want to put on Airbnb, if like I'm a guest that wants to stay there, it's like, I mean, part of it, you know, with Airbnb is like, you know, I can have like my own house or my own room mm-hmm. apart from anybody else. So that's a pretty bizarre.
And that really cancels out all Airbnbs. Like,
yeah,
more than two guests. If you get an Airbnb, it's usually when you have multiple people and 30 days. Who's staying in New York City for a month?
Yeah. So I wonder if not only hotels are going to be in demand, but if you start to see like, I mean, New York City hotel prices are already.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive. So we'll see if that, you know, continues to get even higher. Looking at some pop culture notes today, folk singer Roger Whittaker died at the age of 86.
I've got to leave old Durham town. I've got to leave old Durham.
And his website confirmed his passing today. His hits include Durham Town and The Last Farewell. Also, an expert whistler.
Ooh. Cool. Also, if you're hoping to play the lottery, make sure to get a ticket before tomorrow. The Powerball jackpot is on the rise again. There was no grand prize winner last night, so the jackpot on Wednesday night is going to be at least $672 million, and the cash value comes out to around $320 million.
Katy Perry selling her entire music catalog for $225 million. The deal covers her five albums released through Capitol Records from 2008 to 2020. They include 16 multi-platinum singles and including seven that have gone to number one on the Hot 100.
Also, contracts between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios are scheduled to resume tomorrow. So their last official meeting was back on August 22nd. Film and TV writers are still demanding protections against AI and better information on how well shows and streaming services are performing in terms of viewership. Do you have a guess of when this is going to end? Oh. Do you think they'll come to something tomorrow?
No. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah, no, me either.
No. I don't know. I wouldn't presume to know the ins and outs of the writers in the Hollywood strike. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Also, one person who's not striking anymore, Vanna White. She'll be on the Wheel of Fortune for at least two more seasons after agreeing to a contract extension. Apparently a hefty pay raise included on that. So she'll be the sidekick on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. Of course, Pat Sajak is done after this. I don't know if we're even in a season right now or not. We may have just started one. So we'll get 1 year of Ryan Seacrest and Vanna White, and I think she's done after that.
Yeah, I think so too, especially when she's getting a nice paycheck for the last two seasons. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Typical afternoon traffic on 29 northbound. That's going to be if you are right after 9 Mile Road, in between 9 and 10 Mile, you're going to expect some everyday afternoon slowdowns. And we do have some typical afternoon delays on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. And also expect some delays throughout Windhaven Beach moving westbound into Navarre on 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic. For weather, we'll get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Clear skies for tonight, and overnight lows will run mainly between 65 and 70, a little cooler for those inland areas. During the day Wednesday, the humidity will start to rise back up, so that means the air a little less dry. By the end of the day, we'll have a chance for rain, but it's a low chance, maybe 20-30%. That continues into Wednesday night. Also, highs Wednesday, mainly upper 80s. Thursday, slight chance for a shower or a storm, and then it dries back out, rolling into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 85 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in some wacky and weird headlines today. It seems like AI is just about everywhere these days. We told you in the first half hour that Department of Corrections officials in Florida are using ChatGPT to monitor inmates' phone conversations. And over the weekend at a church in Austin, Texas, they let ChatGPT create the prayers, sermon, and even an original song for one of their services.
Can God receive our prayer through artificial intelligence? Can we find sacred in that which we would never call sacred?
I don't know. You tell us. You're the pastor. Jay Cooper at Violet Crown City Church says it was a one-time thing, and it's clear that a human element is still needed.
Okay. Another
way. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't know the answer. You're trying to sound enlightened by all these the question, just the line of questioning there. He doesn't know.
Can God receive our prayer through artificial intelligence? Can we find sacred in that which we would never call sacred?
You know, so he's trying to do this thing where he's just on this intellectual high ground, so to speak, and just asking this question rhetorically. But I don't, you know, you tell me.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said it was a one-time thing and that it's clear a human element is still needed. So I guess if that is true, that a human element is still needed, then I guess the answer would be no.
No. But, yeah, exactly. Another wacky and weird story. A woman on social media claims that you don't need glasses, you don't need contacts. All you need to heal your eyes is to take her $11 online class. So one person who took the class claims that it's just a scam to sell essential oils. And a woman claims to be a holistic coach. And she says that people with diminished eyesight are told they need glasses or they need contacts, but that is just a lie. But she'll explain why it's a lie at her $11 class. Mm-hmm. So apparently a lot of people don't see it coming because they took her webinars. Some of her webinars even have 100 people signed up for it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm guessing it's $11 just to have access to the class, and then you're sold on the healing the eyes here. You know, I wonder if that's where my wife went, because last week she used my infant daughter's vitamin D or B, one of the two, whatever one that the infants don't get from milk. But anyway, so my wife has had pink eye a couple of times here in the last month and a half or 2 months or so, most recently last week, although it wasn't nearly as bad as the first one, but she had leftover eye drops that the doctor had prescribed. And so she asked me, hey, can you do it for me? So I'm squirting her eye. And then I get home that night and says, hey, by the way, I've been squirting the vitamin B drops that were supposed to go in my daughter's milk. Those have been going into my eye all day. The bottles look exactly it wasn't like, you know, a stupid thing that one of us picked up the vitamin B drops.
Yeah.
They look exactly the same. And so finally she looked at it and it's got like a little picture of her baby and it's of the baby on the bottle. And it's like, oh, okay. So, I'm going to have to ask her, you know, hey, so did you maybe go to some sort of, workshop
holistic
about
coach.
Holistic eye care?
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Think so.
That is too funny. 5:50 right now. We'll be back with some more good news to finish off this segment right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cytiva seeks a project manager in Pensacola, Florida to align multifunctional teams and balance commitments related to manufacturing facility projects. Candidates must have a bachelor's or foreign degree equivalent in manufacturing engineering, mechanical engineering, or relevant field, plus 4 years experience or master's degree and 2 years of experience as stated. Please submit resumes to nancy.cracker@cytiva.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying your week. Coming up at the end of this month, it is going to be an awesome weekend here in Pensacola because it's the Seafood Festival. That's right, Fiesta's Pensacola Seafood Festival is happening at the end of the month. It's the 29th through October 1st, and you can savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola during the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival, which is produced by Fiesta Pensacola. The festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fair in Northwest Florida and has more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. And of course, you can find out more about Seafood Fest at our website, newsradio923.com. So getting a real quick look at our roads, we're actually looking really great right now with no slowdowns to report. But if you do see something slowing you down this afternoon, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, we have an awesome day coming, or awesome week ahead of us for weather. Tomorrow, we do have a small chance of rain. That's just 20%, mostly after 1 p.m. and a high of 87. And then partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 69. It's going to be perfect for bands on the beach, which is starting in about an hour. And it's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at a couple other wacky stories here. Do we do the Hollywood or the Universal Studios one?
No, not yet.
All right. So we have a Halloween Horror Nights. It's an annual thing in Universal Studios. Particularly terrifying this year thanks to the threat of Taylor Swift. Give it a listen here.
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood is now closed. Look, hit the bricks. Take a hike. Gather your belongings and get the hell out. Or we start playing Taylor Swift at it. Hold on.
Now, I'm not sure if that would get people out quicker or if that would just encourage people to stay around longer. I'm not sure. I want to, you know, be careful with that. But someone there over the weekend recorded the message they play when the park closes down. Personally, I really just think that's his way of saying, don't leave me like this. He can't breathe whenever they're gone.
Oh, I love it. Well, he couldn't play Baby Shark because didn't the prison who played Baby Shark for the prisoners end up getting a lawsuit thrown at them?
Maybe.
I think so. So
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Another wacky weird one before we get some good news. A police says that a DoorDash driver in Texas was arrested after she was attacked at a Wingstop by a Wingstop manager because they were taking too long for an order. Or she attacked a Wingstop manager, excuse me. So that's a 33-year-old. Her name is Whitney. She came up to the restaurant. She was waiting around, decided to go back to the kitchen. They told her she had to leave, and it sparked up a fight. An off-duty cop happened to be there, and she allegedly not only attacked the manager but also attacked the off-duty cop as well.
At looking at some good news here, so apparently during the early stages of COVID, back when everything was locked down, an early Van Gogh painting worth millions was stolen from a museum in the Netherlands, and while the thief was arrested shortly after, the painting remained at large until just recently, apparently, with the help of private art detective Arthur Brand. I'd love to know how he got his start in that. Mm-hmm. The painting was returned to the Groninger Museum. Apparently, an anonymous person was able to get a hold of the painting and left it on Brand's doorstep in an IKEA bag.
Definitely a weird one, but I'm glad they got it back.
Do you think the mystery person had any sort of relationship or connection to the person who was arrested? That's my question. Because, I mean, it wasn't like this Arthur Brand guy went out and found it himself.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused here. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just...
Maybe he's not that good.
or maybe he is super good that once they got wind of the fact that he was involved, they were like, hey, we better turn this thing back in. So maybe the anonymous person was maybe an accomplice.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know, but a pretty sketchy one there.
Definitely. Real quick, last good news story. A 26-year-old couple in England got married last month. 3 weeks later, Rebecca and Will, they drove halfway across the UK to have a second wedding. This was just so the bride's 91-year-old grandmother could be there for it. She has Alzheimer's and couldn't make it to the first ceremony. So pretty awesome right there. Just shy of 6 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We're going to get an update from WEAR and be back again for hour number 3 with your top 3 stories, local news, national, state, and everything in between. It is Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.